Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another edition of Bumper to Bumper. It's Friday night. My name is Ziad Plachis, and with me is Brother Jamil Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Jamil. How are you this evening?
Wa alaikum assalam, Ziad. You know, I always get nervous whenever I have to start because I'm like, it's Jamil Ismail with Ziad, and I still don't know how to pronounce your surname. But I'm getting there. I like practice every week.
Oh, is that why you're always telling me to start?
Yeah. Okay. That's all. Ziad, this is a very special edition. It's the start of a very special edition because I like to call it the new supercharged version of Bumper to Bumper. Can you tell the listeners why?
So, we put it up a gear.
Really?
And yeah, we're moving now from 1 hour to 2 hours. We listened to the listeners.
Okay.
The listeners said they want us to be on for longer. I think it's more Brother Jamil wants to talk more. but there was a vote, there was a poll, and we now, inshallah, will have 2 hours. So every Friday evening from 7 to 9, inshallah, you'll be hearing Brother Jamil and myself. And why? What are we going to be doing for 2 hours?
So, you know, like I'm saying, it's a whole lot of information crammed. So, like the show's name, it's Bumper to Bumper. And yes, we're talking about travel, we're talking about tech, we're talking about more motoring related content in the form of, you know, our usuals, the retro rides, buying tips, driving, and general safety tips. And it's just a jam-packed 2 hour session that we have lined up.
Yes.
Weekly also.
Weekly. So every week now we will be 2 hours, inshallah. So what do we have lined up for tonight's show?
So coming up on tonight's show, if you look at the stories, I think it's running on both our Instagrams and CII Radio. We actually put out a question. Have you ever witnessed or have you ever, you know,
been a victim
of road rage, or, you know, just something that you've seen happening, or someone told you a story? Let us know. We've got a few responses already that we can kind of look at, dissect, and, you know, some of them, is as bad as it is, it's actually kind of funny, you know. And yeah, please get in touch with us on the WhatsApp line, send us voice notes, let us know what's going on, text, whatever. 084-494-7000 is the number that Brother Ntando is looking after. He will very graciously send it through to us. And like I'm saying, let's just get into this discussion. I mean, road rage is something that affects us. I think in South Africa, there's like a number of issues regarding road rage. But we will unpack it and get to it.
Before we go on, do you have any stories?
I have plenty.
Oh, okay.
I have plenty. Yeah, I drive, yeah. Like, I'm
are you part of the problem? Or?
No. So let me tell you. Okay, we'll get to it, right? What else is coming up in this week's show is GWM obviously unveiled a bunch of new vehicles. They spoke about basically their plans for the year, and there's some really exciting vehicles. For all the people who are driving Jolyons, I'm not sure how happy you're going to be about the, you know, there's really a big change.
But I did warn you guys at the beginning of the year when we mentioned the new cars that were coming to South Africa.
Yes. So if you just purchased one, I'm not sure if you want to continue listening to today's show. It might be a little heartbreaking, but listen, you it's fine. And then something that I'm still wrapping my head around, like your surname, is how to pronounce it. Is it Jaiku? Is it
Jaiko? And Jaiho.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. I'm sure it's Jaiku, though.
Okay, so they've recently landed their J7 model, which we've seen in the flesh.
Yes. We should actually post that.
We should, yeah. Because we've actually been invited. It's an exclusive look and first drive of the vehicle. Now, if you look around, there's one or two, call it media houses, circulating reviews and videos on the vehicle. But we are like amongst the top 10. So we've been invited, Ziad. You need to set aside some time. You need to go and take this vehicle for a drive. We've seen it. It looks stunning. It has such great presence. But like I'm saying, we'll talk about it.
But where does it come from? You didn't...
So it's from the Amoda stable,
okay.
And it's obviously very... Yes, Chery, Amoda, they're all going to be... So what they're doing, Chery is basically having like subdivisions of brands within them, and this is a whole new brand, and something I'm really excited about. I think Amoda and Beijing have really kind of flipped the motoring industry on its back, and so exciting vehicle coming.
But I see the Chinese are doing that. They're having like an umbrella brand, like Chery, GWM, and Bike, and then under that they've got these other brands that they're bringing in.
I think where other people are basically doing it is call it like models.
Yeah.
There's these actual brands that they align, because I mean we always looked at it as, for example, Chery being the Toyota and Amoda being the Lexus, but I think this is just introducing. Maybe it's more premium. Can you say more premium than Amoda?
I don't know. We'll have to see it. But
okay.
It looks more... it's more 4x4 focused.
It is. But I mean, it's got a very, call it, commanding presence when you look at it. And let's see what it's all about. You know,
we're going to move over the Prado.
Look, the Prado has years of heritage. And a fan base that is so, strong. I don't know if it's just going to take a couple of extra bells and whistles and a price tag that's going to make people switch over from the Prado.
But what did you think of the other Chery vehicles at the moment that's out of the market, the Amoda?
So I've actually only driven the Tiggo 4, right? And I liked it. It was a decent vehicle. It was a good vehicle. I was actually scheduled to have the Tiggo 8, but some fleet issue, whatever it is. So I think I've been put back for next month. So I think I'd be able to comment more. In terms of the Amoda, I did enjoy the vehicle. I actually had it for... I had two different ones, and one I had for almost a month. But I enjoyed it. It was a good vehicle.
So you think they're making an impact in the market?
Definitely. I definitely think so. I think these vehicles are the type that, like, it just needs a little bit of traction and then it catches on and then full blown. I mean, you look at GWM, you look at Haval, you look at, all these vehicles. They just needed that little bit of a push for one or two people to be like, okay, I'm going to take a risk with this. And, that's it.
But you know, these brands have been around for quite some time. They haven't just... Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper.
This feels like deja vu.
This is take two. Maaf for the connection. I think we just dropped and Jamil and I carried on talking. We didn't even know that we were not on air anymore. But we were talking about... what did we start off talking about?
So I'm not sure where we cut off, so I'm so sorry if you're listening to this twice. But we're basically talking about the fact that we now are going to be running a two-hour show. And the reason is we've just got so much more information and segments of the show that require content and more time to be delivered. And we said we're going to be talking about more tech, more travel, more motoring-related content in the form of retro rides and buying tips, driving and general safety tips, and just a whole lot more. And then we went on to talking about what's coming up on tonight's show. We said we're going to talk about road rage, and has anyone been a victim of or witnessed some sort of an road rage incident? Please get in touch with us, voice note, a text message on WhatsApp, and the WhatsApp number is 084-494-7000. The number again, 084-494-7000. Please just send us a voice note, man. Just tell us about a story. I know Ziad is grinning here because he has so many stories, but we can't let him take up the whole time. Then we spoke about GWM. They've got a whole lot of new vehicles lined up for the year. We spoke about JQ. I'm still, listen, we'll find out how to actually pronounce it. Yeah, Jayco. And then we're going to have a segment, yeah, which is something that I'm very excited about. I think it's very useful. And it says what to do this weekend. So since we kind of welcome the weekend with our 7 to 9 show on a Friday night, it's very family orientated. We're talking about what is there to do this weekend, what can you do outdoors, where can you take the kids, what sort of fun you can get up to. And I think it's an exciting segment. And then other things coming up on tonight's show is the top selling bakkies in SA. It's basically still the same fire for the last 2 years. And then obviously a big one is the new BMW 5 Series, which was launched this week. So yeah, that's what's coming up on today's show.
The 5 Series and the i5.
Yeah, I just call them both the 5 Series. I call the one the electric 5 Series and the other the petrol. I'm not satisfied.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Yes, but before we can, I'm going to tell you a joke.
Okay. Oh, so we're going to have jokes now also. next week I'm going to bring some jokes.
Okay, so listen, I'm going to tell you a joke on one condition.
What?
You laugh.
Okay. I'll try.
So a traffic officer stops a lady. He walks around the car, checks the license disc, the tires, and comes around to the driver's window and says, "Ma'am, can I please see your driver's license?" The driver obliges and hands over a license card. After some inspection, the traffic officer says, "Excuse me, ma'am, your driver's license notes that you need to wear glasses." To which the driver replies, "Yes, officer, but I have contacts." Infuriated, the traffic officer says, "Look, ma'am, I don't care who you know." Thank you. As promised, next week it's your turn. You better come with a joke, eh?
So were you, because you were in contact.
Yeah, sure. It's my first week back now.
Okay.
So tell me, where do you want to start? Do you want to start at what to do this weekend? Because I've got a very interesting plug.
Okay, let's start.
Okay, so everyone's playing paddle. It's a craze. It's a worldwide craze.
Are you playing?
I've played a few times, and actually I enjoyed it.
Is it?
Have you played?
No, I think it's a... I'm not going to say it right now.
What do you mean?
It's a lazy person sport, man.
Ahmed, okay. Instead of paddle, what are you playing?
I'm not playing.
Exactly, anymore. That's the most lazy you can be.
I said we can play squash.
You're out here criticizing paddle.
That's why I said I'm not going to say it.
You're literally criticizing paddle because it's a lazy sport. And I thought you were going to be like, listen, I play rugby. You know what? You run around. It's physical. Burn so many calories. And then you're like, oh, I don't do anything.
I'm in motorsport.
Which Gran Turismo? Okay, look. So it's a massive, massive craze at the moment. For those people who are living in Pretoria, I've got very good news. It's called Raslow Corner Paddle Club. And it's on the corner of the R55 and Lochner Road. And they've just opened. They've just launched today. So what you can expect is 4 indoor paddle courts. Now, I have to stress that it's indoor, which makes it amazing. So sun, rain, whatever it is, your games don't get cancelled. Not only rain, rain is one part of it, but sometimes in the heat, it's crazy. That's why I think a paddle is very popular at night for that reason. So these are all indoor courts, right? I think
it's a squash court.
It's not a squash court. Let me tell you, right? Firstly, so I actually went there today. We shot some videos. It's like a massive warehouse that's open.
Okay.
Well, one, two... Two of the 4 sides are open, so it allows like a really nice airflow, and it's got like a very high ceiling.
Okay.
So it doesn't feel like a squash court does, or like it's a nice atmosphere. And then the other big draw card is they have one court that's specifically for ladies in terms of privacy. It's like, you know, you can't see people who are playing. I think that's a
part passage.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically. Yeah. I think it's a big draw card for the sisters who want to play. They have Salah facilities. They have a Crave Halal coffee shop with like a proper pizza place. It has wood fire pizza and it looked amazing. There's a kids play area. There's ample safe parking. It's actually a corner R55 and 113 Lochner Road. And I guess the biggest selling points are obviously the solar facilities. The fact that it's indoor, there's ample parking. It's not like other pedal courts that you go to where you have to double park and park on curbs, and there's ample and it's secure. There's like security guards everywhere. Then obviously it's like the environment. It's like a very Muslim, can't say friendly, but like environment. I mean, there's salah facilities and everything. So I think maybe your first pedal match should be there.
Okay. What's the rate for the?
So I think it's the standard rate, which is, if I'm not mistaken, 400 an hour, which you book on Playtomic, the app. Okay. And yeah, so what do you say we have a game this weekend?
Okay. And, we can, yeah.
It's not lazy for you. Okay, yeah, so that's something big that people can obviously enjoy. And then other things that are happening or can be done this weekend is, have you been up the Artis Cableway?
Yes.
You have?
We just went.
Really? What do you mean you just went?
So, on your birthday, you get a free ride.
That's not very valuable information. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So you get to go for free?
You get to go for free.
Okay.
You get to ride for free.
So you just take your
ID.
Okay.
ID or driver's license or whatever. So, Nabea had never been. We went on the XL6 launch.
Yes.
Yeah. So I said to her, she should go. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell her that she was going up a mountain because she would be terrified. Mm-hmm. And I said, Isa and I will just, wait. She can go. And then...
So wait, you wanted her to go for free and you were not going to go?
We didn't plan on going.
Okay.
Because I didn't know that Isa wanted to go.
Was it her birthday?
It was her birthday, yeah.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure if Isa was going to go, then what was he going to do? Because now we're going up a mountain.
Sure.
Right? And then somehow they just said, no, we must all go. Like the ticket people said, no, we'll just let you guys go, basically.
Okay.
So alhamdulillah, we all went on. But yeah.
So is it because you're a celebrity?
No. It wasn't because of that. But so basically we went, and there's a new thing that's opening up. It's called Sky Park.
It looks so cool.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. That's what I was going to talk about, the fact that there's the Sky Park, and I think they do sell drinks and ice creams and all of
this. Yeah, there is stuff up
there. Yeah,
there is. But it's not a lot.
It's not at all. But I mean, there's ice creams and...
There is other stuff.
I know they sell slush, they sell... and then also a big draw card is if you are taking your family, there's a spa. So if the mothers want to go and just chill out for...
No, like they're also having a discount now. Besides that, they're having family discounts, which we found out afterwards.
Mm.
So we actually posted it on ilalzda.com. You can see it on social media. So there is, if you're taking a family, there are family discounts. And then, like I said, if it's your birthday, you get to go for free.
Okay. No, that I honestly didn't know that. So I think that's it's a big draw card. And you know what's the nice thing about art is? Because there's a large body of water, you feel like you went out for the day.
Yeah.
Especially, people in Joburg, in Pretoria, it's not far. I mean, from Pretoria, it's less than an hour. From Joburg, about an hour?
Probably. And like you say, we went there and it was like we went on an outing.
Mm.
We drove there.
Yeah.
And then we did this whole thing. We went up, walked around at the top and everything. And it was like we actually went out of town. Okay, well, we did, because it's across the border. But yeah, it is. It's really a well worth it.
Okay. And I think it will be even better once the... What is it?
Sky Park.
Sky Park. Yeah. So just explain to listeners, what is the Sky Park?
I don't know exactly but you can see from the thing, it's similar to your Acro Branch.
So it's somewhat of a obstacle course
in the sky. Air. Yeah.
Yeah. And talking about Acro Branch, that promo code is still active. Let me find it. And what is it? FYA20, right?
Yeah,
I'll just double check that promo code, but it's still active. So if anyone wants to take the family, take the friends, whatever it is, it's a great way to save a lot of money. That promo code is ACRO, FYA 20. So ACRO, FYA 20. And yeah. Do you have any other plugs for us out of what people can do this weekend?
There's lots of things happening this weekend. If people are interested, there's an Eid Fest that's happening.
Oh, yes, I even forgot about that.
So that is at Galliga Convention Center this weekend.
It started already?
Yeah, today.
Okay. And it's up until Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Eid Fest this weekend, Raslo Pedal, that's open, Raslo Kona Pedal Club, that's open. Acro Branch is still giving us that code. And yeah, that's pretty, call it busy weekend.
Yeah.
Are you doing any of those things?
No, I'm not.
You see, I was testing you. You said you're going to play pedal this weekend.
Oh, okay.
But on that note where we caught Ziad out, let's go for a break. When we come back and we speak a little bit more about cars.
Yes, definitely. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. We were just talking about the fact that we are now moving from 1 hour to 2 hours every Friday night, and that we have a new segment which is what is happening this weekend.
Yeah, that's basically it. We just plug certain activities. I mean, it could be stuff like a food place. It could be just things to do, things to keep you busy and occupied.
So if you know of anything, let us know on the WhatsApp line at 084-494-7000. But also while you're on WhatsApp, we have a question that we put out earlier today on social media. The question was, have you witnessed or been a victim of road rage? So just tell us the story. We'd be keen to hear that and share that with everyone. So back into the cars. We had a big launch this week. The new 5 Series BMW, the 5 Series and the i5.
Yeah, now let me just say something about the 5 Series.
Okay.
BMW doesn't mess around with the 5 Series. In my personal opinion, it's always been the nicest model. I think it fits in at a nice, like visually a nice look. And like my personal favorite 5 Series or BMW is actually a 5 Series, the E39, M5 specifically. But yeah, it's just... It's what's the 8th generation of 5 Series now?
Sure, I don't want to get caught up.
I think it's the 8th.
It?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, so the launch was in Cape Town this week. Two models, or three models of current. It's the 520 diesel, right? It's the electric i5 M60, and is it an M50?
M50.
Yeah. So three models... As of current, the 520 diesel, I mean, the specs look amazing. We haven't driven it yet, but it's a 2-liter turboed diesel engine that's powering the vehicle. It's a 4-cylinder, and it has mild hybrid technology, of course, and it has an output of 153 kilowatts and 400 newton meters of torque. This is BMW claim 0-100. In 100 kilometers per hour in a time of 7.3 seconds, and it will consume 5.6 liters per 100 kilometers.
I'll put that to the test.
Yeah, Ziad is like, he's the efficiency. I think I'm like the 0-100 test, and you like, listen, easy to really 5.6 liters per 100.
But their diesel engines, like generally BMW's diesel engines,
untouchable.
Yeah.
In terms of reliability, in terms of
fuel consumption
and power.
Yeah.
You drive certain diesel models, right? And we actually have a show coming up. I'm more telling the listeners than you because you know about this. But we have a show coming up speaking specifically about diesel-powered engines and the type of vehicles than one can expect, and you know, like really enjoy thriving. And diesel is somewhat, I mean, a lot of manufacturers have started doing away with diesel, but I think there's still a lot of value, especially when you're looking at, you know, top tier brands like BMW and Mercedes. Like, I think there's good value in diesel. Like, for me, a 320 diesel, honestly, I don't think you need more, really. Yeah.
No, but there is. I think, I don't know why manufacturers would be doing away with the diesel and only keeping petrol and obviously moving to EV, but I think the diesel is something that you get more mileage from it. You get more power from it. So what is the problem?
But you know, I get what you're saying. If you just go into a site, any of these car selling sites, whether it's Change Cars, whether it's Auto Trader, whatever it is, and you look at, for example, an F30 BMW 320 diesel, just look at the mileages of how much higher the diesels are for the same year compared to petrol, which means it's literally just cheaper to run, so people are running them.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're looking at those F30s, which to me are still good-looking vehicles, I think it's a nice vehicle to own. There's a lot of tech and feel behind that vehicle. You look at ones with like 260,000 Ks on it, and guys are still getting a good price because those engines are strong.
Yeah. No, but like you say, it's quick to run around with a diesel, cheaper than petrol also. Mm-hmm. But you get a lot more mileage from it. I know, like BMW and Mercedes-Benz, if I'm getting a diesel, I'm going to have it, like, I'll probably only use like a quarter or half of the tank in the time that I have it.
Right.
Because you just, like, it carries on and on and on.
And I think something that you get used to if you're driving, like, obviously it's more of a turbo vehicle, but you find a lot with diesel vehicles is their torque. You know, it might not have a very high top end, but like the 320 diesel, I remember this when you had it also. It's very torquey, so if you need to overtake, it's like nippy, it's there all the time. You just need to know how to keep it in that optimum rev range, and it just goes. I mean, on the highway, it's pretty smooth, and it like gets to a point where it's like 3 liters per 100, you know, like on the highway. So yeah, diesel engines.
But the torque also, back in the day, people that had those like 320Ds, I remember they always used to have a towage because they were towing something.
That's true. In fact, even if you look at like X3s and stuff like that, the diesel was sufficient.
It was a
good drive. But yeah, that brings the first model to the lineup, which is the 520 diesel. And then on the other end is the i5 M60, right? So apart from these, there's no other confirmation from BMW if there'll be any others. But the i5 M60 packs a crazy 442 kilowatts and 795 newton meters of torque. So people need to understand that these are sedans, right? And it doesn't have, call it, you know, specific styling, and it's just another car that you're going to see at a robot incentive. But just don't try anything, because the 0 to 100 in this vehicle is 3.8 seconds.
Yeah, 3.8.
You know, that's Porsche directly, right?
I was like, that's crazy. 442 kilowatts.
Yeah, and another amazing thing is it has a range of up to 516 kilometers.
I'll get it high.
You will. You'll try and get to Durban. I know you. One charge.
But do you know, on this new range of 5 series, you know, we saw in the Volvo, the EX30, they had this, what was it, recycled denim for the upholstery.
Yes.
So what BMW did now, they have the first ever vegan upholstery.
You know it's vegan, right? It's fake leather. That's all it is.
So that's their thing now. They're selling that vegan leather.
Vegan leather. So it's from potato skin. Okay, in terms of pricing, 520 diesel will cost you just over 1.2. Closer to the 1250, i5 40, which is the electric version will cost you just over 1.8, and an i5 M60 will cost you over 2.1. So you are parting with a significant amount of money to get that sort of performance and, I guess, prestige from a 5 Series. But what do you think of it just looks-wise?
Looks-wise, I like it. Yeah. Like you said, the 5 Series, they've always had this nice shape.
Have you noticed they don't try things with the 5 Series? It's like, this is it, and that's
it. It's got a bit of a 7 rear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like also, it's like, it's not a 7 rear where, you know, you need to get used to something or it needs to grow on you. I think they use the 3 Series to test the waters or kind of get us into it. And then 5 Series is just like tried and tested. Listen, guys, this is... I guess also the age at which one would purchase a 5 Series, you're more like, you know, settled in life. You're not trying to prove anything. You just want something that you want.
Well, now they're like, talking about the 3 Series, so they've got obviously the new... the whole new console, everything that we've seen now in the 3 Series and the X1. So that's something. They've also got in-car gaming. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so there's a thing called Air Console Platform.
Okay.
So video streaming is possible on the controller today, as is innovative form of in-car gaming presented for the first time in the new BMW 5 Series. So they've got the BMW operating system 8.5, and yeah, they've got these new screens that we've seen, and yeah, you can play games.
Okay, that's very interesting. Obviously, I'm guessing this is for the passengers and not the drivers.
I don't know, because there's a lot of cars now that have on the main screen you can play games. Did you know that?
Even while the car is driving?
I don't know if it's while the car is driving. I've never tried it, but the... C43 had games. The Ford Everest had games.
So what sort of games does the C43 have?
I can't quite remember. I think they had like Sudoku, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
They had some other games as well. But yeah, it's like a new thing now. I think it's more for the passenger while you're driving than they can just, you know, like touch the screen, because the screen is there. There's also like kids' activities, like in the Ford Everest, they had a sketch, which is like MS Paint, so the kids can, you know, like draw. So it's not only about the rear screens, it's also for the passengers sitting there. Because, I mean, they have, you know, like your massage functions, your kinetics or whatever. So, you know, they want your passenger to also feel.
So I know that Mercedes-Benz has this thing with dual screens, and it's it really tries to get the passenger involved in the journey. In terms of like the passenger could input navigation, input various different things. So it's really cool. I think it's a cool function to have. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the first people with dual screens, if I'm not mistaken, was actually Ferrari. They had a screen that would display the rev counter and the speed.
Okay.
For the passenger, if you weren't scared already. That's one way to scale like passenger.
Yeah, so that is the all new 5 Series and the BMW i5. We can't talk much about it because obviously we haven't driven it yet, but that's the information that we've got so far. There are pictures on B2B CII on Instagram that you can have a look at, interior and exterior. I think the rims also look quite nice.
Okay, it has a very nice looking wheel. A lot of the wheels now I find are getting a bit too, call it, futuristic looking. But this one has nice wheels.
You're talking about the 5 Series, the 520D or the i5s?
So I'm talking, okay, the i5s naturally would have those rotor style electric vehicles. But I find a lot of the vehicles now, so even like, for example, the Polo GTI, did you see the wheel it has?
The new one.
Yeah, it also has like a very, let's say, electric car look.
Yeah, but I think they're working towards that.
Maybe they're softening up.
Might not have wheels.
Yeah, true. But I think they're softening us up for some sort of design cues that electric vehicles have.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be no tires. So maybe now we don't have spare wheels in some of these premium vehicles because they have the run flat. So
yeah, what do you think of it?
Run flat. Mm.
Do you trust them? Have you ever been in a situation where you needed a run flat?
No.
Really?
Have you?
No.
So then you trust them then?
No, I mean it's not that. It's just I think I prefer a spare tire.
It's a safety.
Yeah. I'm being serious, I think I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always get scared when I open up the boot and there's no spare tire. And I look, because if it's not in the luggage space and under there, then I look underneath to check if it's there, and if it's not there, then I'm like, oh wait, things got run flats.
But I don't know if you remember the age, or it's still there, you know, of space savers.
Oh, yes.
You'd literally see a C63 with one wheel being like a Mari basket.
But the Jaguar, was it the XF? Mm-hmm. Now that's quite a big car.
Right.
And you've got this little orange basket that you're riding on that says you can ride 60 kilometers an hour, 40, whatever it is. And I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it forces you to get another tire.
I guess that's one, because I know people do get lazy and they just like start patching their tires and filling it and.
Or they keep their space. I think we should open up the WhatsApp lines and hear who is still using their spare tire and hasn't got a new tire.
That's something that I'm guilty of. Do you often check your spare tire, replace it, because you? Do you know tires expire, right?
Yes.
Did you
know?
I think
we spoke about this.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you often change your spare?
So if I am changing my tires, I do. You have to change it every 5 years.
Hmm.
Because it actually becomes, what's the word? It's rubber. So, I mean, if you put it on, it just like crumbles, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure.
If it's expired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something that I've never seen anyone do that, really. I mean, maybe change the spare, but like not where it's because, like, they change it because it was needed more than anything, you know?
No, but you should, if you're changing your tires, you should make sure that you're not only getting, if you, you know, can afford to get 4 tires, just try and get the extra 5th tire because, I mean, you never know when you need it. And you don't want to be in a situation where you can't use your spare tire.
Okay. Tires are expensive now. And especially with the sizes. I mean, you've got like sedans that are like 20 inches and it's crazy.
But I mean, even like on a small car like a Kia Picanto, you're paying like 800 to 1,000 rand on a tire.
And what are those, like 15s or
14?
14 inch.
Yeah. And that's not even like fancy tires.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, do you have a specific brand that you use? Is that what you wanted to ask?
I was going to ask you. So I think I like Michelin's.
Yeah. You're just saying that because I'm wearing a cap.
I was not sponsored by them. Is that not why you...
I wish you were sponsored by them.
So it's Michelin that they have a is it a cup? What is it? What is the sport tire?
No.
Cup. Okay,
so why do you like Michelin? Do you only use Michelin?
So let me tell you something, right? So I ride a motorbike.
Right.
And one of the most noticeable changes you can do to a motorbike, specifically a superbike, is change the tire.
Yes.
It feels, it's not like a car where, you know, you're like, okay, maybe this is good, maybe you know it immediately. Pilot Sports, is it called that?
Oh, yes.
So, I find that they are really good on the bike, and I've only used them. Now, obviously, I mean, tires is also... something that, like, you know, different people enjoy different ways. So, for example, on the bike, I find that it takes a little bit longer to heat up. But once that heat is in the tire, you use the whole tire. Like there's you're not going to be like suffering for grip. Although it's not the best tire in the wet for me personally.
Okay.
So I feel that it does lose traction pretty easily. But as a whole, generally you'd swap out your tires if you're riding a superbike in winter for something with a bit more thread or like more deeper thread compared to almost a semi-slick. So in terms of that, if I have to use my knowledge on the bike, I would say that Michelins are pretty decent. But I think is it the Mercedes-Benz that comes with Contis, right? Sport Contact 2s, I think.
Do they not come with Mercedes?
Why, they're just sponsored by...
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Are you talking about not the BMW comes with Contis?
I'm not sure. I always thought it was Mercedes-Benz because I know they have the sticker on there.
Oh. So, I at one stage only used to buy Pirellis, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And then my cousin worked at Dunlop and at Michelin.
Right.
And he actually told me that Bridgestone had the best tires at the time. We're talking like quite a long time ago, right?
Okay.
And I purchased the Bridgestone, it was then called the My01s.
Okay.
So it was a tire that, you know, could go in any road condition and was like a sports tire basically. And ever since then, I've only been using Bridgestones.
So you actually go out and you purchase that tire?
So now I haven't, they didn't have those, I think they discontinued the My01s, I'm not mistaken. But I do have Bridgestone tires at the moment, also sports tires,
okay.
Performance tires.
Is it the Potenza?
No, it's the RE003 or something. So it's similar to the My01s.
Okay.
Potenza is very expensive.
So can I be dead honest with you, right? So I had a few performance cars like in my life, and yes, I was like more in tune with what tire I wanted. But since I have like, you know, like for example, a Vivo, I literally just like, give me the cheapest brand. So I'll take like a Continental, a Dunlop or something. Like, I'm not big on these. I'm not shooting them down. I haven't given them a shot and I'm not sure I want to take a chance outside of a test situation. But like, I don't really do the cheap, like, you know, random names that just you haven't heard of and it's
like
400 or cheaper than a normal tire. Yeah. Yeah, so I won't take a chance with that. And yeah, for the bike, it's like I know what I want. It's like winter, I'm going to change my tires, summer, and like I know what I want and I'll buy it. And I think with the bike tires, I change it way before any sort of expiry date or like with a bike, you wouldn't ride it until it's, you know, close to it being illegal.
Yeah.
You can feel the grip immediately.
Yeah. Do you rotate your tires on the bike like you would on the car?
It's two separate tires. They're different widths, different sizes, everything.
Okay.
Think about like when you see a superbike, the back tire is like normally quite broad and chunky, and the front is obviously narrow.
Like a drag car.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a vehicle where you've had two different sets of tires, like in the front and the back? Have you ever tried that?
So I haven't tried it, but years ago, I don't know if you even remember this car. As a kid, I remember my father had this vehicle to test. And I was like, wait, what is going on here? It was a Chrysler Crossfire.
I remember it, yeah.
Do you remember that vehicle? The back tires, if I'm not mistaken, back then were 19s and the front were 18s.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
I never noticed it.
Yeah.
But it's not a big difference, 17 and 19.
It's not, but like, I mean, it gave the car, like, I think a little different stance. But I know Porsche love doing that. The back tires are always different to the front, especially on, like, you know, the RS models and stuff like that. What other cars would they have?
I don't know, I can't think offhand, but I'm just thinking, you know, like, do people still do that? Or is it a costly exercise?
I think it is costly. It's obviously something where you can't even get a free Bluetooth speaker because you normally have to buy four of the same tires from, I think it's Malas or something, they give you an umbrella or a Bluetooth speaker or whatever. So you can't even get one of those things because now you like, can I have two of these and two of these? So you throw up the old sets and it's a mess. Yeah. But yeah, that is, it's very important though. I think one of the standout conversations I've ever been a part of in motoring was this guy who, I think he owned a GTI or something at the time. And he goes and he asks this guy who obviously knew a lot about cars. He's like, what can I do to my car to make it faster? So he looks at his car, and not to be funny, not to put him down, he says, get better tires. And I don't know if this guy, like, he was taken aback, like he took a little bit of offense. He's like, no, but like, I mean, like, can I upgrade the turbo? He's like, listen to me, get a good set of tires, you're going to increase your handling, your acceleration, your braking, everything. You're literally going to make your car faster just by getting better tires.
Yeah, you can see that when you play games online.
Yeah, you spend all your online credits to get an upgrade.
New tires, and then it increases your power. You can win races.
Are you big on gaming, like in terms of?
No, not really. My son plays at CSR
to change the.
So that's where I know. That's what I'm saying. You know, you change the tires, and then it makes it faster. But yeah, I'm not big on gaming. Are you?
I'm big on car names. Eh?
Is it?
Yeah, so like everyone used to always say, like, Gran Turismo is so realistic. Like, you know, yeah. Like, you wanna, and I used to love the game. Like, I was pretty good at it as well.
Yeah. I used to play when I was younger, like on a computer, but I never played on a console. Like, Need for Speed and those types of things.
So, Need for Speed was a thing. I used to enjoy it. I remember this distinctly. I was so scared the 1 year, it was towards December, and I asked my mother if she'd buy me Need for Speed Underground 2. And it was, when I say towards December, you obviously got a bit of an issue on your hands because you can't be asking things before your report comes out, you know. But anyway, I did get it, so I'm guessing my report was okay.
Okay.
But it was one of those games that I used to literally play until my eyes were falling. And, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, it may be a reflection on my life, but like you save up all this money from winning races and you just start like doing up this car. And I think the first few years of vehicle ownership was literally like that because I worked for my car, like anything. And I was just like, yeah, just like putting money into the car and like doing this upgrade and that is like, in looking at it now, I wish I just didn't do any of that.
You didn't play the games to start off with.
Exactly. That was the route.
But let's go for an ad break, and after that, we've got more motoring.
We do.